Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 9th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I'm here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. Slow day, game-wise. We'll talk about some stuff. There's the big decision is still looming over us. Jackson is HOH. Nicole has the veto. She will be using the veto on Cliff, which means that the nominees will be Holly and Tommy. Now, we found out yesterday that Nicole does, in fact, want to keep Tommy and get rid of Holly. But as of right now, it does seem that Cliff is still relatively undecided, though willing to support Nicole if she really pushes it, or at least that's what he claims at the moment. So that's where we left off. We got a little more discussion here throughout the day, but most of today was just more Macbeth drama. So we'll talk about it. All right. So Jackson Holly did talk earlier in the day. Jackson does feel as though the smart play is for Cliff and Nicole to evict Holly. That's the smarter play. But he feels like they're good people and they're not going to do it. He trusts them. Maybe. We'll see. Cliff and Tommy talked a little bit. They went over, they talked about how they should continue to talk over the next few days. Cliff has a decision to make. It's a stressful decision. Still no major progression here on the decision from Cliff. No talk of, you know, the deal or the details about the deal. I think Cliff in particular is really waiting until at least after the veto ceremony to really start progressing this any further. And there's still a lot to talk out with the decision. Tommy did also talk with Nicole, and she said, look, I really do want to make this happen. You just need to talk about, you know, making deals and get Cliff on board, and we'll do it. Nicole did talk to Cliff some more as well about the decision, and they basically ran through everything that I brought up yesterday morning. like to the word, where Cliff was saying, okay, look, I think that if we keep Tommy, it might make our final four a little easier, but it makes the final three a little more difficult. If we keep Holly, it might make the final four a little more difficult, but it makes the final three a little easier. And so they went a little bit back and forth on that. Cliff is still not entirely convinced. And I'm not either. I said yesterday, I feel like it's a coin flip. It's an incredibly difficult decision to make. And I feel like it could absolutely go either way, that, completely depending on the outcome, they will look really dumb no matter what happens. Right. And most likely, no matter what happens, they will also look, it would also seem unnecessary if they end up winning, right? Like if they end up winning the final four veto with Tommy there, then people are going to be like, well, you didn't need Tommy there. What a dumb decision, right? And if they end up winning, the final four veto and then winning the final three HOH easily, then it's like, well, it's the whole thing doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter what the decision was, but it's still a closely contested decision here. I, after the update yesterday, posted a poll on Twitter, and I talked about this last night, that, you know, weigh in on the big decision of the week. Should Nicole and Cliff evict Holly or Tommy? And with nearly 8,000 votes now, it for a long time, it was exactly 50-50. It has started to break away in favor of Holly, but that's a very, very small breakaway. It's 57% Holly and 43% Tommy. And it's such a hard call. It really is, especially watching the episode last night. You see Tommy talking about how big a threat Cliff is. Will Tommy actually be true to any deal that he makes? You can't say for sure, right? I can't say for sure. I think that there's a definite chance that he could go back and betray Cliff if he stays. And so it is starting to get to the point where I'm feeling as though it may be better for Nicole's game to make this move, and better for Cliff's game to potentially keep Holly around, especially if you consider the fact that Jackson mentioned that he would keep Cliff over Nicole at the start of this week. Then you can look at this idea of, well, if Tommy backstabs Cliff and Nicole, then he will take out Cliff. Whereas if Cliff and Nicole lose the final four veto, then more than likely they keep Cliff over Nicole, depending on who the HOH is and who's safe. And there's a little bit more of a chance that Cliff is safe there. Then he goes into the final three with the showmance, and that's a really, really tough spot for him to be. But at least he's in the final three, and at least he's got a chance, right? Add on top of that the idea that this move looks like Nicole's move. That's what we talked about last night, that not only has Nicole now been winning a couple of competitions and some very, very key ones, but she's now broken up both of the couples, making power moves, really proving herself to be a very capable player. She has the leeway to do that because of how much crap she's taken all season long. She owes nobody anything. And I think that people know that because at the start of the season, they went hard on her. And she's such a lovable person that it's much more difficult to be bitter against her, in my opinion. And so I think she has the ability to go full on evil mode. And that only wins her respect and doesn't really, doesn't really get too bad in terms of getting people upset with her. So it's looking more and more like this is probably the right move for Nicole, probably, but perhaps the wrong move for Cliff, or at least that's what it's seeming like. But again, it's such a close call either way. I don't think there is really a right or wrong move at this point. There's too many positives and negatives on both sides. And, nobody should be saying it's definitely this. It's definitely this. That's my opinion. My opinion is that nobody should be saying it's definitely this and you're an idiot if you think otherwise, or they're an idiot for doing it, or they're completely right for doing it. I think that, it's a very complicated situation and there are pros and cons to each decision. And that's where Cliff is right now. He's going back and forth. And I think he sees that Nicole really wants to do it, but he's kind of seeing the downsides and the drawbacks for his game if he does. But he's willing to talk it through with Nicole and really consider this. He says, look, I'm willing to break the deal. I'm willing to do whatever it takes here. I will strongly consider this idea, but no conclusion quite yet. It does seem as though they are leaning in that direction to keep Tommy. That's what Nicole really wants, and Cliff is pretty open to the idea, seemed to be kind of leaning in that direction, like, I will go with you if that's what you decide. If Cliff decides against this idea, I think it will take a long time to, or not a long time, it will take a lot of convincing on his part to explain why he doesn't think it's a good idea. And you know, it's hard to imagine that he will just like straight up be like, no, sorry, not doing it. I think it's going to be a lot of like, well, here's why I don't think it makes sense, and Nicole will debate back, and there'll probably be a lot of discussion about this as we move forward. So we'll see. Nicole is also going to talk to Tommy about the decision again. She says she's completely on board. As soon as Cliff gives the okay, she's doing it. That's it. Tommy says, thank you. Like, I'm absolutely going to go after Jackson. I'm willing to make whatever deal, you know, you want to make. I really appreciate what you're doing for me. I really do. I will be cheering for you in that jury house if it doesn't work out. So even if it doesn't work out, this is kind of a big loss for Cliff here, potentially, that both Tommy and obviously Christy may be team Nicole just for the move, the potential move, the wins and everything. Those were votes I really would have considered Cliff votes over Nicole. Nicole's really been proving herself. They really love Nicole. They talked about how if she won some competitions, they would want to vote for her. Really starting to see those as Nicole votes over Cliff now. And those are very, very big votes because they're both pretty influential in the jury house. So Cliff is, he's got to do something here. He's got to do something because it's going to be hard for him to get to the end with anybody except Nicole. And she's starting to really look pretty good to the jury house. Let's see here. Doom says, doesn't Cliff have to wait until he's off the block before telling Nicole that he is voting to evict Tommy? I mean, obviously, if he had no intention of voting to evict Holly, then yeah, he should absolutely wait until the veto is used. But I do think he is genuinely considering it. He's talking to himself about this decision. He's talking to Nicole. He's running through scenarios. I think he's genuinely like, okay, well, can I figure out a way that this makes sense? Like, talking through both pros and cons. I think he really is genuinely thinking through this option. And is willing to genuinely consider going that way if that's what the discussion concludes with. David wants to know, can Cliff win a final two with him and Holly? Absolutely, I think he can. The problem is getting there. He would need to win the final three HOH because Holly would never take him, in my opinion. She would probably take anybody else over Cliff. And so he would need to win the final three HOH, and that could be pretty difficult given the physical nature of part one and part two. Not to say that it's impossible, but he's definitely at a pretty severe disadvantage. The Lou Effie wants to know, doesn't the decision partly sway towards evicting Holly because she will go to the jury, spill Tommy's secret, and he will lose jury votes? Well, that's another factor that hasn't really been introduced yet, is this idea that Tommy knows Christy. And I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of campaigning this week. And I have little doubt that this secret will come out at some point. Unless it's like a total blindside on Holly, right? Ryan, is there any chance Cliff and Nicole don't vote together? Well, no, there's no chance, in my opinion. There are some people that are saying like, okay, well, what if he pretended he was on board with Nicole to vote out Holly, but then switched his vote at the last second, boom, 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 and left Nicole out to dry. I hate that. No. Because Cliff is relying on Nicole to take him to the end. And that's basically just like, hey, I don't want you to bring me to the final two. Bring Holly instead, who's easier to beat. So I don't like that. And I don't think that that would happen. I don't think that Nicole would vote to evict Holly if Cliff wasn't on board. And I don't think Cliff would vote to evict whatever if they're voting together. Will Jackson be a bitter juror? Yes, 100%. He will be a bitter juror. It's just a matter of which person is he most bitter at. Mark, after the veto ceremony, Cliff could diplomatically put his foot down and tell Nicole he's going to vote out Tommy. Couldn't he? Deny Nicole of the Holly move in the eyes of the jury. Yeah, he absolutely could. Yes. But like I said, I think he is genuinely considering this, and I don't think he plans on putting his foot down. I think he plans on talking through this option with Nicole and trying to come to a decision together, if that's possible. If it's not possible, then maybe eventually he could be like, look, I'm just not comfortable. But I think his ideal situation would just be that they talk this through. And I think, again, he's genuinely considering the option. Cutie Pie wants to know, I think the jury might be impressed with the Tommy Christie secret being kept for so long. Yeah, that's what I was talking about yesterday, I believe, where I do think that that Nick will like the fact that Tommy and Christie were connected. Like, Tommy was loyal to me, but he had a prior obligation. I can't blame him for that. And I think that that, you know, Jack is so far removed from the game at this point. I think Jack wouldn't care. I don't think Sis would care that much. Kat can't care because, well, she shouldn't care, but she might, given how bitter she was at Cliff and Nicole. But Holly can't, but you never know. The people who really shouldn't care the most are probably the people that are going to be the most bitter. But I could see Jess being upset because she was waiting for Christy all season long, but I don't really think it'll hurt him as much as we thought it might, just in a vague way before this happened. Kim wants to know, what would I do if I were Nicole or if I were Cliff? I think it's probably a different choice there. If I'm Nicole, God, it's such a tough call. If I'm Nicole, I think I'm probably going for it. If I'm Cliff, I am probably trying to put the brakes on it. I think that's where I'm leaning right now. Meaning I think Nicole should, if I was Nicole, I'd probably try to vote out Tommy. And if I was Cliff, I'd probably try if I were Nicole, I'd try to vote out Holly. And if I were Cliff, I'd try to vote out Tommy. But it, like I said, it's such a close call. I don't think there is a definitive right answer here. I think that it's too Too even. Too close. Too close to call. All right. So that's the tough call here, the gameplay here. That's what we've got going on. That's going to be, I think, the through line throughout the week is this decision, whether or not we keep Holly or Tommy. Like I said, I do feel like it's leaning toward evicting Holly at the moment. I think that Tommy is a little bit safer than Holly is. And like I said, also, if I'm Tommy, I said this last night, if I'm Tommy, I'm doing everything in my power to convince Cliff and Nicole that this is the way to go. Tommy should be saying a couple of things. He should be saying, as much as I hate bargaining with jury votes, like, it's a pretty valuable piece to bargain with. And if I'm Tommy, I am saying, look, if I turn on you at the final four, don't vote for me in the final two. If I make it to the final two, I've lost two votes immediately. I'll also be up against a showmance, and so I'll have lost three votes immediately. That's not good for me because, if I'm up against, say, Jackson, then I won't have Cliff and Nicole. I won't have Holly. I won't have Kat. Already I'm down four votes. So that's not a good move for me. I'm incentivizing myself to stay with you at the final four. He should also be pitching, right? If you keep me and then you make the final two, like say we make the final three together, I will vote for you over, let's say Jackson wins the final four veto. He takes me out. I'll vote for you guys over Jackson, and I'll get Christy to vote for you guys over Jackson as well. You start using the jury votes are so valuable. I don't like it when it happens because I want people to just vote for whoever. But when you got the ability to and you're in a do or die spot, you got to go for it, I think. Although there is a chance that Cliff might be offended that you're bargaining with jury votes. So you got to be careful. All right. So that's the decision. I'm sure we're going to talk about it a lot more. We will be live on the roundtable tonight to talk it through. But Doom says, warning before the roundtable, if you give Nicole anything below an 8, I am going to drag you. Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Doom's going to be on a warpath, I guess. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. All right. So that's the strategy. That's what's going on. Let's get to the other stuff. Jackson was talking about his relationship with Holly to Tommy and Cliff. He talked about how, I want her to be in my life forever. Whatever capacity that's going to be. Whether I'm dating somebody else, she's dating somebody else, I want her in my life. I just feel like, we're in different places in our lives right now. There's a lot of changes that happen from 24 to 31. you know. You know, I'm not a buzzard yet, I guess, is what he was saying. And, you know, I just need to force myself to be selfish. It's hard for me. But, you know, I'm such an unselfish guy. I've just got to force myself. And that's how I see it. So that's how he sees it. That was before the alcohol. But the house, they're going to decide, let's bring out the wine. Let's get a little tipsy here. Let's have some fun. So this is, obviously I'm alluding here. There's a major argument that happens between Jax and Holly at night. And it all starts with the challenge. The challenge? What? That doesn't make any sense. Why would they be arguing about the challenge? Are they... Is one of them a Polly fan? And then the other one's like, whoa, gross. What's happening? Are they upset? Are they taking different sides in the Turbo Ninja Natalie fight? That's a pretty contentious one. Who knows? Where is this? Where is this coming from? Let's find out. Cliff is talking about the challenge. And, you know, Jackson wants to go on the challenge, of course, because it's Jackson. And Cliff is really instigating this. Cliff definitely was the cause of this. Or not really. He instigated it on purpose. He's talking about, oh, you'd be so good on the challenge, Jackson. It's great. You know, they not only have these like big physical challenges, but also, you know, it's, they go out drinking every night and, you know, he's describing the challenge and he's like, they like hook up all the time and the guys are always cheating on their girlfriends. Talking to their cousins. It's another challenge reference. I've got them all. I've watched a season now. Boom. And so he's talking about all of this and Jackson is like perking up like, oh, they go out and they drink and it's like, physical challenges. And he's like, yeah, I totally want to do that. And Holly is just like, ugh. Like again, there's a massive disconnect between Holly and Jackson where Holly hates how young he is. Like Holly wants him to be something he's not. Like she wants him to be 31 and on her level, but he's just not. He's 24 and he's a frat boy, but she hates that he's a frat boy. But he is a frat boy. And so that's a major tension that just can't be resolved ever. And so, cause again, there's that one moment where he was like, I've got a secret. She was like, oh, are you really older than you are? He's like, no. Oh, okay. And so he really wants to go on the challenge and Holly is just disgusted by that. Why would you want to go on that? They're hooking up. They're cheating on their girlfriends. Why would you want to go on that show, Jackson? And so this is instigated and it's not too crazy at first. It's just kind of, it's typical sort of Holly resentment of Jackson being a frat boy that wants to do frat boy things like go on the challenge. And so they kind of leave it at that for a little while, but they're throwing back the wine. They're getting a little tipsy and they end up returning to this discussion a little bit later. They were talking about Big Brother and how Big Brother is such a great show. And Jackson was like, oh yeah, I wouldn't have gone on any other show but Big Brother. Except now I'm hearing about the challenge and I really want to go on the challenge. And Holly, who is now seemingly just full on wasted, just makes like a disgusted face, like Christy's face when she gets told she's going on the block for the fifth time. Like she's, oh, why would you want to go on the challenge? Oh, and again, Cliff and Nicole are just like feeding this because they think it's funny, but it wasn't funny to Holly. And so she's like, just why would you want to be the kind of person that goes on the challenge? It's like, it sounds perfect for me. I love competing. Physical competition. I want to do it. Going out every night? Come on. And so Holly's just like, Sis and Jack talked about the challenge all the time. It wasn't until you heard about how they F trashy bitches all the time on the show. That's why you want to go on it. It's like, what? Come on. No, I'm a competitor. And she's like sloppy drunk right now. She's like, oh, you just want to go and sleep with the women. That's what you want to do. Jackson, and he's like come on. It's bad. But it's still pretty jokey. And again, like, Nicole's like, I'm with you, Holly, I'm with you. The challenge is gross. No, nobody should go on the challenge. Oh, you just want to be with those girls, Jackson. Like, it's fun for Nicole. Not fun for Holly. So this continues. And they end up, Holly is just like, can we talk, Jackson? Can we talk? And he's just like, what do you want about the challenge? Like, it's a hypothetical conversation. I'm not even going on the challenge. I just would like to go on the challenge. I don't think you should want to go on the challenge. And so they end up going into the bedroom, and Holly is just like, she wants to go to sleep, so she keeps like begging Big Brother to turn the lights off, please turn the lights off. And they won't turn the lights off, and they finally turn the lights off, and so she cuddles in with Jackson into bed, and she turns her back. She says, can I be an asshole? Uh-oh. What did you just call me? Nothing. What? You just called me an effing asshole. No, I didn't. You just said it. You say it out loud. Say it again. I didn't say anything. The lights come back on. Oh, come on! You gotta be kidding me! Turn them back off! Well, you can say it under your breath. You can't say it out loud. No. Come on, say it under. You said it under your breath. Say it out loud. Say it. Call me an effing asshole. No, I don't want to. You said it under your breath. Say it out loud. Say it out loud. You want me to say it? No, I'm not going to say it out loud. I'm not going to. She's like, Please, Big Brother, can you turn the lights off? F off, Big Brother! And so he keeps harping on the effing asshole thing, and she just brings up that well, maybe I wouldn't call you an effing asshole if you weren't, why would you want to be on the challenge? Why would you want to be on a show like that? And Jackson's just like, Holly, I'm not going to do this. Holly, you've been drinking, and this is not a good look for you. And no, knock that off. You're being so condescending. F you, actually. Condescending. F you, actually. And she leaves. She just walks out. And she goes, and then she, cries a little bit, and then comes back in, and she wants to talk some more. She says, can we talk? Can we talk, Jackson? I don't want to talk anymore. We'll talk in the morning. We'll talk in the morning. No! Jackson! No, I don't want to do this with you right now. You're drunk. Stop being condescending! So I think it's a double standard that you talk about drinking with your, you go drinking with your buddies, and you have all these drinking buddy stories, but you won't drink with me. It's like, well, I'm not going to drink with you if this is how you treat me. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this. I need to be selfish. He didn't say that, but that's me editorializing. But he did say, I don't deserve this. I shouldn't be treated this way. So I'm not going to go drinking with you if this is how you talk to me when you drink. She brings up the challenge again. Why do you want to go on the challenge? Hey, look, if I want to go hook up with people and cheat on you, I don't need a TV show to hook up with people. I can just go to Dallas or Houston or wherever and just hook up with somebody. I don't need a TV show to do it, Holly. Great argument, Jackson. Jackson says, look, if you can't handle a few glasses of wine and you just immediately think that this is how you're going to act, then I just don't think you're the right one for me. I just don't think this is right. And Holly's like, what? But Jack, it's just like the details of the show. They hook up with these effing bitches. And he's like, that's not what I was excited about. Look, I'm excited because they get to go out instead of being cooped in a house. That's all it was. Look, I like to compete and I would want to go out and have fun and not be cooped up in a house. You're extremely condescending. I don't know if you realize it. You're so condescending. Okay, I'm sorry. Good night. No, there was like a lot of silence, and then finally they just kind of he says good night, and that's the end of that for now. Holly continues to get in confrontations with Big Brother about, like, they're telling her to put her mic on, and it's like it's being obstructed and she's yelling at Big Brother, and there's the whole saga with the lights. But oh boy. What a... Oh, what a night. Yeah. That's what I got for you. These people, this is the... It's a unique showman's here. I don't know. That's all I got. I'm just gonna no commentary. Just replayed for your pleasure here. Any other questions before we wrap this up? Make sure you tune in tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern for the roundtable. We will go through the week on the feeds and update the stock watch. Should be some big changes coming with everything that's happened throughout the week on the stock watch. We'll also, of course, be debating through this move, Tommy or Holly, which should be evicted, and forecasting into the future here. Who's likely to win? Who can win? What is the jury looking like? Lots to talk about tonight. Very excited. Very excited to do it. Make sure you fill out the form. I'll be posting it on Twitter after this update. You can find me on Twitter at ArmstrongTaren. You can rate the players yourself, answer some questions, rate the season, all that great stuff. And then tomorrow I'll be back with another live feed update, 11 a.m. Eastern. And then Wednesday, we'll talk through the Wednesday night episode. And then Thursday, live from New York. Should be a lot of fun. Very excited. Susan wants to know, should Tommy tell the secret before Macbeth does? 100%, in my opinion. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. We have a lot of fun there. Yeah. Is it possible Jackson wants Holly gone this week? No. Game is different than personal. I know a lot of people are like, oh, he might be glad that she's gone, like in the kind of the same way that Tommy was kind of glad when Christy was gone, but it's different. Like there could be a relief to Jackson to have her gone. He doesn't have to fight with her and all that, but game wise he wants her there because he needs her there. What do I think of a final three consisting of Tommy, Cliff, and Jackson? It's a final three. Be sad because Nicole somehow left at final four. I don't think she will leave at final four, but you never know. If Cliff heard any of this fight, would he be more willing to take Holly out? I don't think so. It's just a dumb fight. Do I think Cliff would want to make a deal with Jackson and Holly to make sure he goes to the final three? No, it's not really worth it because it's going to be really, really hard for him to beat them both at final three, in my opinion. Before the season, we ranked all the previous Big Brother seasons. Where is this one falling right now? That requires more time to think than I have at the moment. But I'm really enjoying the second half of the season in particular. So we'll have to wait and see. I think it really depends on who ends up winning this thing and how satisfying that is. Do I think Cliff would turn on Nicole if he had to? I think if he had to, he would. But I don't think he has to. And in fact, I think it would be bad for his game too. So. There you go. All right, that's what I got for you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'll see you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.